This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. May I introduce you to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen doing the introductions in this hour of the DJV show, where we pick a lot of things that are happening and we talk about things that are happening, and then we tell you what we think about things that are happening, and then when the mistakes are made by any one of us, we clarify whatever it is that we think you should know. And sometimes there's a disagreement among us as to how to clarify or interpret things that are being said or done. Jennifer, let's see if we can cause some trouble. What do you have
always
that we can agree or disagree with?
Well, one of the big stories this week, which has not gotten a lot of attention because of the book from Bob Woodward and because of the hearing with Judge Brett Kavanaugh, but something that has kind of trickled out about the Mueller investigation, and that is that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has maybe eased up slightly. That's according to reporting from the New York Times. They say that he is just going to accept answers to written questions when it comes to President Trump's interview with investigators. This is a pretty big break for Trump. He will accept written answers from the president on questions about whether or not his campaign conspired with Russia's election interference. And so that's a big win for the president, whose lawyers really wanted to keep President Trump out of the hot seat and interviewing in person with Robert Mueller, which they called a perjury trap. Now, there was an omission from that letter. There was no mention about the obstruction of justice element of this investigation. So people are trying to speculate this week whether or not that means Mueller's moving away from obstruction, or if he's going to try to subpoena the president to actually sit in front of him to answer questions about potential obstruction of justice charges. So, again, small win for the president, but part two, the other shoe to drop, has not yet come, and I think it's not a huge surprise. I don't think that there has been a lot of evidence about Russia conspiracies, and so for me, I think the greatest thing that the president has to worry about is whether or not Robert Mueller is going to think that the president was trying to obstruct justice when it comes to things like firing James Comey to try to, as his critics would say, push him off investigating about Russia's interference.
Well, there are a lot of things, a lot of reasons that Trump shouldn't be testifying before Mueller, and maybe one of them is the fact that he doesn't know what he doesn't know, and therefore he often says things that it's the old stick your foot in your mouth routine. Chewing on shoe leather is never very tasty. And so in his circumstance, because he does fly off the handle, or he says things, too many extemporaneous things that are bound to get him into trouble, he's best to stay away from that kind of a situation unless he is completely scripted, and that seems to be almost impossible for him. Stay away, leave him. There's no ego here to be satisfied. There's nothing good to come out of this for Trump anyway. The Trump haters would probably love it, but this is a recipe for disaster. Keep him away from anything like this, because he just can't control himself. And he says stuff, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Oftentimes, there are examples on top of examples of people on his staff trying to manage him to keep him away from the dangers of a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week cycle of news. You know, the guy goes to the bathroom, let's make a big story out of that. And it's become foolish. It has, but that reality is there. And sometimes we have tolerance for some stuff and we don't have tolerance for other stuff, I think. And one of the things, I was thinking about tolerance, actually, have you ever, think about that word. Think about words in the English language that really sound like what they mean. And for me, tolerance is one of those words. It is a word that sounds like what it means. Being tolerant. Do we all think we're tolerant? I've been around all three of you for a long time, and I think that you are all tolerant. I think I'm pretty tolerant of religions, of different things that come from a minority point of view, but there are a lot of Americans who are not tolerant. I used to say I was intolerant of intolerance, and so maybe I am, but there are a couple of examples that come to mind as I think about this. See what you all think about the various issues. Are we tolerant or intolerant? Most of us, for example, would like to have the American flag in the classroom. But there was a small group, a minority for sure, that came along and said, we don't like the flag in the classroom. So here in my hometown of Framingham, they took the flags out of the classroom. There is an argument about prayer in the classroom. You can make that argument, maybe make it stick. But to take the flag out of the classroom, why? So, because a few people don't like it, screw them if they don't like it. That's our flag.
Who
leave it
like,
there.
But who would have an issue?
Oh my God,
with the
Victoria!
Flag
some
in,
people.
I don't get that.
There's a group of people, and they were just responsible for getting a young woman elected to the state. The state house job that my friend Chris Walsh had, she doesn't have a clue about anything, but the people behind them, there's a machine. It's a small, noisy machine that is working at these sorts of things, and I think this is an example of what goes across the country. We see things like this having, I don't know whether the transgender bathroom thing is an example of it, but I do think, as I think about stuff that has caused a stir, religions, how many of you know the story, and I would use the Jewish religion maybe more than I would the Muslim religion, but there are people, well, even the Catholic. When I was a kid, I remember somebody marrying a Catholic, and the mate said, you have to convert. You love me, you must convert to Catholicism. And I know it's happened in the
Well, that's a Catholic rule. You don't get around that. My mom had to convert to Catholicism to marry my dad.
Nah, well,
that's
she had
rule.
To, or she
well,
decided
yes,
to.
Like if they,
so
if
they wouldn't have married her in the church.
If you want to get married in the church, then yeah you have
Isn't
to.
Isn't that pretty intolerant?
No, well, that's the rule of the Catholic Church. It's the rule of if you marry a conservative Jew. It's the same thing.
It's also how they make the religion move on. That's how they get their
religion. They save the religion by making rules rather than making a good religion.
And that's a huge thing with every religion. They want to figure out how to bring more people in.
Right.
The Mormons are notorious for doing this. They're the ones that let kids go to church in groups of their age so that they fall in love with someone young and start another Mormon family. Muslims are like this. This is not something that's new to any religion.
No, but is it the right way to think? Does it mess up people's minds and their chances or their options to be happy?
Well, I think if you're missing with the point of tolerance, is it tolerant to ask them to get married as Catholics? No, what would be intolerant would be if they said, well, only white people with the last name of Magoo get married in the Catholic Church. That's the only way you can get married here. Catholics and most religions will take anybody that's willing to convert.
And they're not saying that you can't get married ever. I mean, you can marry someone who's not Catholic. The church itself won't do it, though.
What kind of a religion is so intolerant or so insecure that they have to make this kind of a deal in order to stay alive? That's me.
That's like saying you want to play golf at the club but not join the country club. You know, it's like, I don't get what you're saying.
Play at a golf course that's an open course if you don't want to
join.
Okay, but
why
in the world would you want
to
get married? Yeah, if you don't like Catholicism, why get married?
Because you're
in
love with somebody who's Catholic and you want to be with her.
You'll get married outside.
That's what I'm saying. But one who felt that she would go to hell if she didn't stay in the Catholic Church wouldn't let you do that. So
that's
get in the way.
That's not a decision for the Catholic Church, though. If you're in love with someone who is Catholic, then that's a discussion that you have with your partner. That doesn't really have anything to do with the church. If you decide you love them enough and they're not willing to get married outside of the church, then you either become Catholic that you can be with them, or you say, well, if you don't want to get married outside because you're so focused on your religion and that's not important to me, then you don't marry that person.
Right. That person is the right person for you.
Okay, so we agree to disagree. I have a different interpretation of tolerance, and maybe it comes from my being around people who are religionists who tried to get me to buy their soap, and I didn't like it. So I tend to be, maybe I'm the person, maybe I'm the example.
You should be a Quaker. We don't believe in converting anybody to anything. It's happy. A free-for-all.
I'm happy not being anything.
We don't even have priests. We
I'm
have
happy
nobody.
Believing in God unfiltered and letting God...
Oh, we're unfiltered.
Yeah, and just letting God influence my life the way God does.
Exactly. See, I'm now proselytizing you. Come on, there be a Quaker.
16 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Stop by Lowe's for everything you need to prepare for an entertaining fall. Give your deck or porch a fresh look and outstanding protection from the elements with the best selection of trusted stain brands from Cabot, Valspar, and Thompson's Water Seal, only at Lowe's. Plus, update your old appliances now and get up to 40% off appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 12th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep.
The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds now only $899, plus special financing available ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, ladies, did you know that in most states in our country, a wedding ring is exempt by law from inclusion among assets in a bankruptcy estate? This means that the wedding ring that you're wearing, Victoria, cannot be seized by a creditor no matter how much money you may owe. Your wedding ring, is safe. So
does
buy
that include
a
the engagement rings?
Includes anything to do with the
wedding.
Because
that would explain why I've often seen some, you know, very rich bankrupt people with diamonds still on their hands. That explains it then.
There it is. Wedding rings are protected by the bankruptcy law. So those of you who want to get married and go bankrupt, here you go. Save that ring. 21 after the hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Demi Lovato selling her house, the home where she overdosed. The Hollywood Hills, they always, I love this, they refer to it as a mansion. Listed at $9.45 million. I'll tell you, there's no mansion selling in Hollywood Hills for $9.45. There may be a mansion selling for $29 million, but $9 million bucks for a house in Hollywood Hills is no mansion. I'll tell you that. So that's the news media flipping around here. Anyway, how is she doing? That's more interesting than anything else. But I mean, it's a 5,000 square foot house. No big deal. What's her story these days? How is she doing? Anybody know?
That we've heard that she's in rehab still, right?
Yeah. And Dr. Drew released something saying that her prognosis is good or something, saying that he had a chance to look at her case. I don't know. I hope she's doing well. I think it's nice to note that if you're looking for a fresh start, hey, you just sell your house and you move into a new one.
Right.
That's not something that's afforded to the rest of us. Poor
schlubs,
usually.
I know where this house is. I'm looking at the description of the house. It has, I know exactly where it is, actually. One of those places up in the hills, Jennifer, where you have an unobstructed view from downtown to the Pacific. There are a couple of places like that up in the hills in Beverly Hills. And there are a few places, not many places in the Hollywood Hills, can you see both sides of the hill. That is the ocean and downtown. There's a path that goes up near there. Yeah, I know this. I know where this generally is. Nice. You're paying for the view, although there's nothing wrong the 5,000 square foot house, but you're really paying that money. Actually, knowing where it is now, I'm surprised that they're only asking 9.5 for it, because that view is hard to find up there. It's really, Ed McMahon's house was like that on the top of the hill. Did you ever go over to his house with me?
I did.
Jennifer? Yeah. Remember where it was right sort of there, that place on the top of the hill? You could see both into the city and then you could see down into the ocean. Only from his daughter's bedroom, though. All right, let's keep moving here. Musically speaking, on the DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, now focusing on Dave Grohl, or more specifically on his voice, or the fact that he's lost it. So the Foo Fighters are working on rescheduling their dates, forced into it because of his losing his voice. The band show in Seattle managed to finish it off, at least for now. He's on mandatory vocal rest. He's in good spirits, however. He joked on social media, quote, "That's the last time I make out with Bono." Because Bono has the same thing, right? Weren't we talking about that earlier this week? He's lost his voice completely and had to cancel some of his upcoming shows. The Foo Fighters show in Edmonton takes place on October 22nd now. That was supposed to take place on the 4th of September. And then there was one scheduled for the 6th in Calgary. That'll be done on October the 23rd, hoping that he'll be okay by then. You know, we got a month resting your voice, that should be fine. If you have purchased tickets already, they'll be honored in the new dates. Refunds may be required, available at point of purchase until September 25th. Why would they put a limit on when they're available to be refunded? It's not the people who bought the tickets' fault. They can't, you know, the show doesn't take place. So how dare you say if you don't get your money back by the 25th of September, you won't get your money back? What kind of a deal is that?
Well, that's probably not the band. I'm sure that's some stupid Ticketmaster thing.
Well, so then the band should step in and say that's not right. That's what I'd do if it were me, 28 after.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
I'm Bobby Rico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you seen the amusing warning label on a pillow that's making the rounds on social media? It's about a foot and a half long. There's a lot of confusion about pillow tags. Can we remove them or not? However, if you actually make a pillow, they're not only confusing, they're expensive. Carrie Smith was expecting her first child when she developed a unique pillow that made her more comfortable. Other pregnant women loved it too, so she started selling them. Then, she discovered that 15 states have special regulations just for pillows. She said all of the governmental red tape was the toughest part of starting her business. Let's be fair, selling a pillow isn't easy in America. One of the winners in our annual Wacky Warning Labels contest was found on a travel pillow made specifically for children. It's a great product, but it actually came with a warning label saying, "Keep product away from children." With all of these warnings, it's no wonder so many of us have a hard time sleeping at night. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just minutes after learning of it himself, President Trump publicly reacts to news that someone within his administration has penned an op-ed piece in the New York Times that claims there are people in the White House trying to protect the country from him.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless. A gutless editorial.
The president telling reporters after meeting with 50 U.S. sheriffs on immigration issues.
So when you tell me about some anonymous source, within the administration, probably who's failing, probably here for all the wrong reasons now. And the New York Times is failing.
Later in the evening, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said whoever wrote the op-ed piece should resign. Another big company is calling for tougher gun laws. Levi Strauss giving $1 million to activists working to curb gun violence. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Truth, justice, and the American way. That's what we have. Starting over on the DJV program for another half hour, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, joining your day to fight truth decay. I was thinking of tooth decay.
But I like it.
A clever little. You like that? Write that down somewhere.
One out of eight dentists think you need to listen to the DJV show, I think.
Right. We're fighting truth decay, and here's Victoria to prove it.
Well, a name that's trending in the news is Jeffrey Owens. Now, you may or may not remember him. He was an actor. He was a regular on The Cosby Show. And he's in the news now because someone took a picture of him at his current job, which happens to be working at Trader Joe's, and they started job-shaming him. It went viral, and so much so that he actually...
Who's doing this?
Somebody took a picture of him at Trader Joe's and posted it online, and then it just went viral. So they were job shaming him, and which is really awful. And so the story got so big, he actually appeared on Good Morning America Tuesday morning, and he said that he felt that people were trying to job shame him, but he said, quote, every job is worthwhile and valuable, and he said what's more important is the honor of the working person and the dignity of the work, which is he's handling all this in a very, very classy way.
Yeah.
He said there is no job that's better than another. It may pay better, and it may have better benefits, and it may look better on paper, but it's not better. Every job is worthwhile. And so now, of course, because he's handling things so well, he's getting a lot of support from people who are not job-shaming him. And Kara and I were actually talking about this off the air. Everyone I've ever seen who works at Trader Joe's is very happy. And Kara said that they have, like, good benefits and stuff.
They
do.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
He's happy working at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. And it's not like he hasn't been doing any kind of acting. I'm looking at his IMDb page. He started in Elementary last year. I know you like that show. He was in one of the episodes. He was on The Blacklist. He was on Lucifer, Blue Blood. So he starred in a bunch of shows that are doing pretty well. But when you show up in one episode every now and then, it doesn't pay that much. So you've got to do something else on the side to keep funding your passion. And the idea that someone would, you know, take a picture of him and then take a shot and say, shouldn't he be doing better than this now? And he doesn't have to work at Trader Joe's. It's just silly to me.
And let's also look at the elephant in the room, which is the Bill Cosby elephant, and that is that he played Alvin. He was Sandra's husband on the Cosby Show, and if for someone like him, who is an actor, who's a working actor, he's not someone who can just rest on his laurels, right, or his past. When you pull all of the episodes, all of the syndication of the Cosby Show, which has happened, I'm sure this guy is probably struggling for some cash right now. I'm sure many of the actors from that show are struggling because they were banking on getting syndication money, and now that's gone. Everybody's wiped the Cosby Show off of the radar like we're supposed to forget it was even there.
Yeah, well, the sad thing is he no longer works at Trader Joe's now because of all of this scandal, and he lives in New Jersey and was working at a Jersey Trader Joe's. It actually might be the one near me now that I think about it.
check it out.
Yeah, well, so he said he had worked there for a long time, and people had recognized him in the past, but he said it was never an issue, and he said everybody was always...
How dare they?
He said he hasn't had an acting job that has lasted more than 10 weeks since he left the Cosby Show, but he's also taught acting at Yale, and he's worked at other jobs in the entertainment industry, and he said that the reason he worked at Trader Joe's, he said, I wanted a job where I had some flexibility if auditions came up in New York. So that makes sense. That's what a lot of working actors do.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's too bad, but...
I have a feeling he won't be out of work long now. Somebody will give him something, I think.
That'd be great, yeah.
There's a lot of sympathy for this guy. I think everybody kind of feels sorry.
Well, he's a likable, silly. He even looks like a likable kid. And you know...
Well, he's 57, but sure.
Well,
he's not a kid, but he does have a likable face, yes.
Yeah, he does, yeah. All right, other names in the news. Kevin Spacey, Steven Seagal, and Anthony Anderson... Three stars who have been accused of sexual assault won't be charged in three different cases because the statute of limitations has expired or their accusers refuse to talk to police, according to the L.A. District Attorney's Office. I didn't remember Anthony Anderson was in on this.
Oh, yeah. That was new. I didn't hear that. Maybe that was in L.A.
I don't know that story.
Just more of the same accusations against him.
Well, I mean, look at all the stuff he's in now. He's got a game show on TV. He's in Blackish. He's got quite a back. If you go back to when he was on Law and Order, I think that's when he first got to be well known. But he's had a lot of acting credits. So he's a very recognizable face. I'd say that he's not certainly the par with Kevin Spacey, but he is more well known or certainly more recognized these days for his acting and being exposed than Steven Seagal. I don't know, Steven Seagal hasn't done anything, obviously, by looking at his girth lately.
Well, he lives in Russia, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's an honorary Russian citizen anyway.
Well, I think maybe now he doesn't want to come back here because of these allegations. Mm-hmm. He still has others against him, I think, beyond this.
Right, and so does Spacey, right?
Spacey he's got a lot, yeah. Yeah. Spacey's got a lot.
Spacey's only 59, Seagal is 66. So, at that point, there's a lot of stuff against. I don't want to, you know what, going back and going through all those accusations doesn't serve any. The update is that at least in these circumstances, those guys, whether they breathe, Anthony Anderson maybe is the one who breathes the easiest, because I don't think there were that many things against him, but I don't remember what they were specifically, and I don't know that it's important to rehash the stuff. Do you? Does anybody think we ought to talk more about that? and what the problems were with...
I think he's definitely the one who's probably got the most to gain from this, because the L.A. district attorney is the one who is investigating him, I think, on all the charges that were brought up against him. Obviously, Kevin Spacey has multiple jurisdictions looking at him, and same thing, Steven Seagal's problems go far beyond anything, so...
All right, next name in the news is Steve Bannon, who was invited to some kind of a festival, and the New Yorker was putting it on, and now they have rescinded their invitation. A lot of high-profile writers and producers and directors who are speaking started to take shots at him. Judd Apatow said, "If Bannon is at the New Yorker festival, I'm out. I won't take part in an event that normalizes hate. I hope the New Yorker will do the right thing and cancel him." So is this fair or unfair?
I don't know. I don't know why Steve Bannon was involved or invited to this at all. I don't get it. It's the New Yorker. Like, that's kind of a head scratcher.
Well, yeah, and everyone else I know, John Mulaney, who is a comedian, he's on, or he used to write for SNL. He's done his own comedy stuff. He was one of the speakers there. They were going to have, it seemed like everyone involved was kind of an artist. And then Steve Bannon was added last minute, right before the tickets went on sale. It sounds like all of the planning in this has been going on for a long time with booking the other artists. So it just seems odd. It seems like they kind of stuck him in there last minute, hoping that people, I think, wouldn't have a chance to drop out because tickets were about to go on sale. But it's just, I don't know, it seems very odd, because
what's
the audience that would be going to see Judd Apatow and John Mulaney would not be
Jim
there.
Jim Carrey supposed to be there. Jimmy Fallon supposed to be there.
It just seems odd, because the people, like, I mean, the people who are going to see them are not the people who are going to go see Steve Bannon. So I don't know if he wanted an audience and was paying a bunch of money so to try and get in front of people. I can't think of any other reason why they would bring him on. Besides,
maybe
they were
because we're talking about it.
I guess.
I don't think he's got a lot of money to pay a lot of people now. So it would surprise me.
Seems
who
odd.
Has a lot? What are you talking about?
Steve Bannon.
I don't think Steve Bannon has the money to pay for an appearance at the New York with the New Yorker. I think they must.
You have to pay to go there.
No, Carol.
No, that's what I was
that
implying.
Bannon,
that I don't know why they would have brought him without paying.
Oh.
But
I think he lost his show on Sirius too, right?
Yes.
So what is his source of income right now? Is he's gone from Breitbart, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's got the money.
I get it. I'm wrong. I guess they just wanted people to talk about the whole thing, and now we are. Because I had never heard of it before. It's just, I don't even know what it is. It's just some kind of festival.
I don't either.
Artsy.
It's another reason to get money out of people who want to be seen, much as anything else, with some of these people. Who knows what that leads to. But we're having a good day here. The good day continues after a message or two. As a matter of fact, I have something very special for Victoria right after this.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text MEMORY to 484848. Text MEMORY to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's MEMORY to 484848.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, from the food news department, here's something exciting, especially if you live in New Jersey, where Victoria does. You're familiar with Taylor ham?
Pork roll. Yep. I don't eat it, but that's what it's called in Jersey. Yep.
Favorite lunch meat in New Jersey. They have made a leap from sandwiches to a new ice cream.
Oh.
He's been that's having the story wrong. For 2 days for you.
That is wrong.
That's I scream, wrong. You scream, we all scream at Taylor Ham being in ice cream. Okay. The fellow who runs the... Actually, this guy got together with an ice cream company, Windy Brow Farms. Do you know them?
I do not.
No, they're a big, apparently...
And I'm happy I don't know them if they're making this kind of ice cream.
Yes.
No, they're not making ham-flavored ice cream. They're just making
No, they're putting ham in the ice cream.
Ugh. See, it's weird, because objectively, like, I like to dip my french fries in ice cream every now and then, or, like,
you do?
In a frosty. Yeah, like,
oh, my God.
A lot of people do that, dipping french fries in a frosty. That's great. Taste, yeah. So, objectively, I could see dipping, like, a piece of bacon in some vanilla ice cream, but there's something about actually putting it in the ice cream and having it frozen... Gross. That sounds really gross to me.
Yeah.
I'm imagining like limp ham mixed in with your ice cream.
It's in maple vanilla ice cream. They mix ham with maple vanilla ice cream.
So they're trying to do like maple bacon as a thing.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's what they're trying. Ugh, that's so
the guy who runs Windy Brow Farm said, quote, "It's not pleasant when you think about pork roll alone, but it's pretty pleasant in maple-flavored ice cream."
No.
Well, he would say that. He's trying to sell it.
French toast tossed in there.
The slogan can't be, "It's as gross as you think it is."
They have cranberry creamsicle at this outfit. They've got corn in their ice cream now.
That's even worse to me.
No,
tomatoes in their ice cream.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Ricotta cheese in their ice cream. What kind of crap is this?
Well, ricotta cheese, people eat ricotta cheesecake. So
in ice cream?
No, but I'm just saying, like, ricotta is used in a lot of
prosciutto ice cream.
Desserts. That's gross.
That is gross. Anyway, if you want to see what really good ice cream is all about, go to Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G.
Oh, that's
EastleighFarm.com and check out the ice cream there. No ham in my ice cream. Ham on the air, but not on the ice cream. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let's get to our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show. If you have a pet, you need to be listening to this program. Find out where it is by going to petshow.com. And you also should be taking advantage of Warren and his genius. He's created a series of vitamin and mineral concoctions, one for dogs, one for cats, called Hugs and Kisses. And it isn't because I need another bottle of Hugs and Kisses for my friend Daisy May that I'm promoting this on the air. It's just that I like to help out my friend Wine, who is one of the most fabulous people that I know in this business. So here's the dilemma with Daisy. About once a month I go to Los Angeles this time of year to see my kids and my grandchild. So I'm gone for a couple of days and I come back Sunday night. She's asleep. She's happy to see me, but you know, that's the end of that. It doesn't last long because we're going to bed. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. So the next morning I get up and I see a pile of poop on the floor, and she hasn't pooped in the house for quite a long time. And then she comes upstairs and pees on the rug. And I'm thinking this. I was annoyed at first, and then I started thinking. So I'm going to bring the theory to you. Is there something that she's telling me? Is she annoyed at me because I go and then come back? Why is she pooping and peeing when she hasn't done that for quite a while in the house?
Well, annoying is something that dogs and cats don't get, so they're not annoyed at you, okay? Basically, what's happening is you took this dog from a horrendous situation. You took this dog from hell and gave her a home in heaven, okay? So, therefore, she went from a situation where everything was horrible to a situation where everything's good based on Doug. Doug is now gone, and Doug is sleeping. So, what the dog is doing, and I joked before we got on the air about Hansel and Gretel, but dogs and cats will leave their poop or their urine as a way for you to either find your way home or to pay attention to them. So basically, the dog is not doing it as an angry thing or to be mad at you. She's doing it because she's feeling stressed and insecure, and she remembers early on, probably the first few times you were with her when she had an accident, that you paid a lot of attention to her, therefore looking for it. So don't get angry with her. The best way to resolve it, just clean it up. Make sure you clean it up with something that neutralizes.
Yeah.
Can't use anything with ammonia, okay?
Yeah.
Clean it up. Then what you do is just spend more time in that area with her, and the other thing that you can do is just take a little bit of her dry food or a little bit of treats, put them in the area where she pooped. Don't say another word, because if you yell at her for going in one area, she'll just pick another area. Just put her food down once. If she goes again, the food down twice. And I promise you, Doug, you'll be walking around the house barefoot in no time.
That's how I noticed it in one place anyway.
Yeah, but it's never anger. I mean, we always, our dog's angry, the dog's mad at us, the dog will show us, the cat will show.
I thought they were punishment poops.
No. Revenge is a human quality, okay? Animals don't have revenge. When they do something, that's my job, is to figure out why they're doing it. And it's usually due to stress, anxiety, or fear of their guardian not coming back.
Got it. Okay. All right, here's a new study showing that goats much prefer to be around happy, smiling faces rather than angry, disgruntled ones. I have four new goats on the farm, and I wonder, they make a lot of noise when there are people around, not when there are people not around. And they seem to be interested in Daisy, too, and the horses that are there and the cows that are there. And apparently they know how to interpret human facial expressions. That seems rather strange, Warren.
Why would you doubt that? You've been around cows your whole life.
They have facial expressions. You're right.
Yeah, but they won't judge us on facial, especially goats. There's so many great. One of my favorite goats is the little pygmy goats, or I love the Nubian goats. They're just amazing animals. I'm going to drop a name here. Years ago, I trained a goat for Lily Tomlin, a little pygmy goat named Bucky.
Aww.
And I taught it how to walk on a leash and a harness and do kind of a few little tricks here. Amazing animals, goats. I don't think they get the credit they should. And I think, having a pygmy goat, they're not really noisy unless you're not paying attention to them. They're kind of like kids. If you're not paying attention to them, they will get your attention one way or the other, either by running into your butt with their head or by making a lot of noise.
I was with somebody last night who said that she liked pigs, wanted to have pigs as a pet, and I said, you are out of your mind.
Posted a picture last week on my Facebook of my 1,200-pound pig, Corky, the one I rescued that lived upstate with me. 1,200 pounds, the first pig that ever skateboarded, and the most emotional animals ever. Pigs have every emotion.
Right, you got to pay a lot of attention to them, and they'll be just like other pets. But if you don't, and you expect them to, when they're full grown, if nobody's been around them, for them to like you, you aren't going to have a big surprise, because they can be really nasty when they haven't had people around them. But they're like anything else. You can domesticate anything, pretty much, if you want to. There is proof positive that animals are wonderful. Warren Eckstein proves that to us every time he's here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.